website and hit the bleed stop button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Everybody's rushing to get their presents, to get the presents under the Christmas tree. And here in the Front Range, we have a geostorm, man-made, HAARP-triggered, NEXRAD, all of the elements needed to move a frigid cold front down into the heart of America. Is this just a normal weather pattern? Well, there are the skeptics that would say, yes, it is. The skeptics don't believe in climate change. They don't believe in weather warfare 20, it used to be 2025, the Defense Department's program to alter weather patterns. Now it's become more sophisticated. You can't say 2025 any longer. You better say 2040. Weather warfare 2040. You know what they're trying to do? You know, there's a verse in the Bible in the Psalms where King David said, "Who can stand against the cold of the Lord? Who can stand against the Lord's cold?" You can't. It's impossible. Eventually, the cold will win the battle. And what I think happened, and what I think these mad, psychotic people in the agencies that control everything, that bring in new technology, science, weapons, especially weather warfare, you know what I think they're trying to do? Is I think they're trying to collapse, maybe. They know that if they could actually take the highest areas of the atmosphere, like the ionosphere, and if they could, like, let's say, bring a giant hand at rapid speed and actually push oxygen, push the atmosphere out of the way, they could bring outer space right to the ground. I wonder if this is what happened when the, these creatures, what was it, maybe 10,000, 20,000 years ago, they froze instantly? Could it have been a meteor that came in and impacted the Earth to the point where it brought outer space right down to the ground level? Don't think these people haven't thought about this. Don't think they cannot push the atmosphere like a balloon. And, you know, you take a balloon and you press it, and you can bring it from its original state in toward the center. These people are diabolical. These people are mad. You bring in any type of new technology, new science, it's going to be used for evil. Mankind, it's the nature of man. The nature of man. You create a gun, eventually that weapon, it will become a weapon used in the wrong hands. It will become a weapon used to kill people. Any kind of even good technology. Let's say that you could have the internet without all of the corruption, without the dark net, the deep net, where they do videos of snuff, where you can pay X amount and you'll be invited into a circus. And in that circus, it's like a three-ring circus, you get to see the different methods in which they torture people. And you better be careful if you search the dark web, because these people in that dark web are government officials, government agencies that have the very best minds as far as the computer world, engineering, all of that. They can hunt you down if you're not allowed to be in that system and you accidentally get a ticket accidentally into that circus. You better erase everything that you have, because they will hunt you down. You don't fool with these type of people. Why? Because they're in the occult. But anyhow, the computer, the system, can be used for great benefits to mankind. But it can also be used for great destruction, the destroying of mankind. And the cold of the Lord, who can stand against it? Don't think that this great frigid cold that came in here, generally it comes in January, the early part of January, but this year it's come in 10 days early. Yes, we've had cold like this before, but this is a little bit different. This is going down into Texas. It's going down into, you know, even Arizona. And they can do that. And people don't want to believe it. They don't. Even the government itself, people within these agencies in DARPA, in the war departments, they know people that also radar, sonar, these NEXRAD, Doppler radar, people that are very familiar with that sophisticated technology to watch weather patterns, they know how they use it to steer hurricanes, to create hurricanes, to steer tornadoes. Not a tornado, but a bank of 3, 4, 5 tornadoes. Bring them into existence at the same time, and then you have a wide path of destruction. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez. But this is all conspiracy theory, correct?
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. You're wondering what to get that special someone for Christmas, and they're a prepper. Wonder no longer. 1360KHNC.com has you covered. Just click on the Patriot Supply button and find that perfect gift for that special someone today.
With plenty of survival products, from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
Love.
So, manufactured weather. We have the technology, and we will use it. It was like the atomic bombs. We had the technology, and they needed a place to use it because America had to display or present to the nations of the world that we are the nation that holds the big stick. And to prove it, and to psychologically have an edge, an advantage over the nations, we used the nuclear bomb. And the diplomatically, you don't hear about this because you're not in these diplomatic meetings. But the Pentagon and our diplomats to all the nations secretly just basically told everybody, well, you know what we have. You know that we have a resolve to use it. We will use it. And we have plans for the future. And if you interfere, well, remember what happened to Japan. We will use this technology. Then they also said, and you know, that we have a system in place to control the nations of the world financially. And we'll starve you if we don't use the weather war, if we don't use the atomic bomb on you, we'll starve you out. Or we'll cut the shipping lanes. We, America, our Navy protects the shipping lanes. We will just make sure conveniently that some of your precious cargo goes to the bottom of the sea. This is the way it works. There's always, whenever American diplomats go to any nation, there is a blessing. You work with us, and here we've got budgeted for your nation. We have $1.2 billion budgeted for this nation. Well, if you decide you don't want to go along with it, well, then what we will do is we'll cut your budget by 50%, and we'll make sure that, the neighbor next door, they know not to attack you because you are in good graces with the United States, with Empire, and we'll just basically let them know, well, you know, do what you want because Empire is not no longer protecting this little nation. This is what happens. The diplomats will tell them, do this, we'll do that. You don't do this, then here are the negative consequences. Here are the sanctions that are going to be put on your nation. Just like the sanctions right now that have been put on Russia, they have all failed. The sanctions from the NATO nations have failed. The sanctions from the EU nations have failed. The sanctions of the United States and Canada and the Five Eyes nations have put on Russia, they have failed. Oh, they have, to some degree, they've been successful, but for the most part, they have failed. Russia has just become stronger. And this war in Ukraine, this was already premeditated war from even being in its inception back after World War II. America had to hide. They could not allow the Nazi religion carried in the minds of these individuals that are Nazi to the heart, Aryans to the heart. It is a religion. It is not just a normal religion like a Christian religion. It is a satanic religion. It is a religion that is grounded, anchored in the love of Lucifer, the love of the devil. And the devil has lied to these individuals, telling them, because you serve me and you worship me, I am going to overthrow God. I'm going to overthrow his Christ. The Holy Spirit is insignificant, and I am going to give you power in my coming world because I'm going to destroy God, and you will be rulers, and you will live in the world in my kingdom forever. This is the powerful lie that Satan has told these individuals. It's called universalism. Oh, you may die, you may be punished after your death for a little while, maybe 1,000 years or 10,000 years, but eventually God, who is a forgiving God, is going to forgive you, and he is going to once again bring you back into his company, into his good graces, and you will live forever, even though you did get punished for a while, you're going to be eternally with God, who is a God of love. And even God is so merciful, he is going to allow the devil and the fallen angels that rebelled with him, they are going to also be forgiven. And everything that's ever existed, every human being will be forgiven. Hitler and Mao, you know, Stalin, all Lenin, Reagan, oh, and Obama, and George Bush Sr., and the Clintons and the Rockefellers, all of these people that have caused so much harm and hurt and misery and death and destruction on the peoples of the nations of the world, they will all be forgiven. That's the big lie. That is the big lie, because you see, the Bible says that God is righteous and he is just, and that all, everything that injustice, there must be justice. Now, in the world in which we live in here in America, the justice, there is none. And because there is no justice, the people lose heart. The people have no hope. Because at the highest levels of this government, the individuals that rule everything, they know they can't be touched. They know they're the untouchables. They know they won't be punished, at least by the courts of this land, by the laws of this land, by the Justice Department and systems and the Supreme Court of this land. They know they can't be touched. This is why they are so arrogant. This is why they are so, why they can do whatever they please. Any injustice whatsoever, they know they're going to get away with it. And I do say that in the Bible, the one document, which is a massive document, which documents history, documents everything that concerns the nations of the world, prophesies about the future, presents God as God the Father, presents the Son of God as Savior, presents the Holy Spirit as the one who comforts individuals in their distress. According to this God, he must allow this evil to come into the world, because people have free will and they have to see the evil in the contrast to the good. And God is so merciful, he says that he causes the sun to shine on the just and the unjust, and the rain to fall on the good and the bad. Or I might have to flip that. The sun rises on the good and the bad, and the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So God makes it clear, you have the just, the unjust in the world, and at the end of the world, like a tree, every tree has to come to its full maturity so that you can see what kind of fruit that tree has. And then when you see the fruit, if it's good fruit, you know the tree is a good tree. If it's bad fruit, you know it's an evil tree. The fruit is bad. This is what has to happen. And we, the people of the world, the innocent people, the good people, are the ones that are having to pay the price, because this world has been turned over and put in the hands of the wicked. I've read the verses in Job where God said that to told Job, and Job told his friends, that the world will be put in the hands of the wicked and the judges will be blinded from justice. The judges won't see. And God will bring that blindness to them. This is what we have happening in the world. Anything that is created, any new patents, any new technology, inventions, will be used for evil. And the reason they'll be used for evil is because you have now a culture that has no conscience. You have a John Dewey, the father of modern education, said that prayer would be banned from the schools, the thought of God will be eliminated, that the Constitution basically will not have any power, and they would remove prayer from the school. It's all come to pass. There are consequences. If you don't put fuel in the gas tank, the vehicle won't run. If you don't, if you have a society where you have the Bible, Judeo-Christianity presented to the culture will thrive. It will be blessed economically, militarily. There won't be any wars, shouldn't be, and also there will be just freedom. But if you decide that you don't want to live by what is presented in the Holy Bible, then what happens is you will be turned over to insanity, to a mind that doesn't work. You know, you ever had a light bulb that you keep trying to turn it on and off? Whether, you know, LED, let's use the LED, let's be politically correct. Some of the new green bulbs. And it won't go on. And you think the bulb is bad. Well, it's not the bulb, it's the electrical system that powers up that bulb. If there's no power, the bulb doesn't work. Well, this is what happens with a culture that doesn't have the Bible. The bulb, the conscience, doesn't work. If you are not fueling the conscience, if individuals are not protecting their conscience, eventually your mind won't work. Your brain will be dead to God, dead to love for God, dead to the love for your fellow man, will be dead to good, and you will live in a cesspool of madness, straight out madness. You look at America from a psychological point of view, and you use terms that the psychiatrists use. We are a schizophrenic society. We don't know which personality is going to come out at any time. Educated people, intelligent people, all of a sudden you flip the wrong switch and they become, they are not, when the switch is flipped one way, they are against gun violence. But you flip that switch in their mind because they're schizophrenic, they will use that gun to do violence. I'm trying to explain it quickly. I haven't had any caffeine today. I should probably have some caffeine. I might be able to present this a little bit faster. This country, psychologically, we are unwell. Psychologically, this whole nation as a culture is, using psychiatric terms, we are not only schizophrenic, but we are narcissistic. We are, like to inflict pain upon yourself. I have to think of that term. We just don't have enough pain. We need more pain. I can't think of that term. And this government, the people at the top, this nation is a nation, forget the other nations, just look at America. This nation and these people are mad. We're not going to be able to endure much more pain unless somebody invades us militarily. I'll think of that word over the break. We'll be back in just a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. To those that are dropping off, have a Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful Hanukkah. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC.
Where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at wagnerelectricco.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
So as I continue, I forgot that term, these people that self-mutilate. I forgot what that term is. I'm probably going to think of it when I'm done with the program. You know, Cactus and I, you know, we like to visit about, we, when I was in high school and did a little bit of college, don't ask me why I took sociology and a little bit of psychology. I never figured, you know, it would be important in the future, but I did get credits for it. But I'm fascinated by the madness of the people that run this country. It's kind of, Cactus and I, as we visit about it, we just can't imagine going to parties with these type of people. We wouldn't have anything in common, because they're mad and we're normal. I mean, we are healthy in our mind. We are good, you know, we're generally, people like to be with us. But these type of individuals, what would you talk about? Because all they can talk about is how much money they have acquired. You know, Nancy, she, at her parties, drinking wine that she processes through her own vineyard, she's toasted all the time because she has free access to as much liquor as she wants. And all she and her husband, all he can talk about is his lover when she's not around. And she doesn't care, because I wonder if she you know, you never know. These people are all, they're perverted. That's just documented. And what would you talk about with her? Well, first of all, she wouldn't talk to you. She wouldn't want to talk to me. She wouldn't want to talk to Cactus. She wouldn't even know that we exist. She'd look right through us. And so we find this a little bit odd. So we discuss, you know, like these people that are schizophrenic and then narcissistic, just fully, so full of themselves, you can't stand to be around them. They're so full of what they are, how important they are, how needed they are, when actually if something happened and a meteor fell out of the sky and hit them on the head, they wouldn't even be missed. Hopefully it was a big meteor. Hopefully there wouldn't be anything left for them to bury. That's not the Christian thing. Well, listen, I want to tell you something. What is Christ going to do to Antichrist and the false prophet when he returns? He's going to throw them, like pitching a baseball, throw them into the lake of fire. Well, that would be more painful because they're going to be there eternally than a meteor falling out of the sky and there's nothing left but residue when it hits you. So then you have narcissism. Then you have this matter of those that are psychopaths. The American people don't see the psychopaths up at the top leading this country, not just presently, but in the past. The nations of the world, they do. The other nations of the world looking into this glass house, they see the psychological condition of these type of people. Sociopaths, psychopaths. You know, many people talked about old, he lives up in Wyoming, I'm trying to think of his name. He was the vice president, Halliburton president, under Bush, George Sr., his daughter. I'm completely off my game today. Hey, there are those days. So anyhow, they talk about him, the other nations, as being just an absolute sociopath. No conscience, no empathy. Same with his daughter. Psychopaths, sociopaths, the condition of these people in government. And here, what happens? We just witness that a sociopath, a psychopath, a narcissist, all bundled up, all in one, came to this country. Name is, they call him president, but Zelensky. And he comes like one of the two daughters of the horse leech. Give, give. He comes and he says, listen, I need money. But really, he came and the government, the CIA, the intelligence agencies, the military, they said, you know, you're our man. You're our go-to guy. And we want you to come to the United States. We want you to beg for money in front of the Congress. We want you to be our guy. Because you see, you're the one we're using to attempt to destroy Russia. We have to destroy Russia. And yes, you may destroy every man, woman, and child in your and telephone pole and light pole and vehicle in your country, but it's okay. It's a small price to pay because we want to destroy Russia. Russia is now getting too strong. Russia, Vladimir Putin, this man plays chess. We don't even play checkers. We are playing tiddlywinks. And this guy is taking us to the cleaner. We got to get rid of him. Russia is strong. The ruble is strong. The economy is strong. The people are buying cars, Chinese cars. Russia is selling gas. We're selling gas to the Chinese. We're selling gas to everybody but Europe. Europe is in a deep freeze. And the Vladimir Putin, I think he knows that verse in Psalms. King David said, who can stand against the cold of the Lord? And so what Vladimir Putin is saying is, well, you know, let them eat cold. They don't want to buy. They want to go along with the empire's plan to destroy us. And you don't want our gas. You don't want our goods. Well, then eat cold. Just go ahead and eat the cold coming down from the north. And Putin said it's not going to bother us because we have other nations that want our gas. They're building a big line to India, lines to China, to Shanghai. Russia's doing well. And the people of the world are saying, yeah, Ukraine, that little tiny nation of mad people and that little group of Nazi religion Satanists are really putting a hurt on Russia. No, it's not. It is taking all of NATO. It's taking all of the European nations that are going along with the plan. It's taking the United States and its wealth. We're supplying the cash and the troops and mercenaries, and still Russia's getting the victories. We'll be back in a few minutes. Merry Christmas to everybody dropping off. We'll be back.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Okay, so I'm going to jump to another thought here. You have this Zelensky. He comes to America. He's one of the sons of the, or the daughters of the horse leech. give, give. And the nations of the world have been coming to America for over 100 years. Give, 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 give. And what has America done? Yes. How much do you need? Here. We're sending you $1.2 billion. Oh, you need $500,000 for research on polio in Africa? Here you go, World Health Organization. Whatever you need, we can do it. Why? Because the American people, they will pay. And the reason they'll pay is because they have freedoms, and they can buy guns, and they can travel, and they have work, and we'll just tax them. And they will say okay, because they're basically mad. Because the American people don't understand economics. They don't understand world economics. And so because of that, they'll pay. They'll pay, no problem. Zelensky, you need more money? Well, no problem, because we need you. You're our man. You're the guy. You're the one that's fooling the world. We're using you to get the people of the world to believe that Russia this is an unjust conflict. No, it's very just, because Russia had to make a decision to stop this plan of the CIA and the American Defense Department to destroy Russia. And to destroy Russia, they needed NATO nations, European nations, American money, our wealth, and still they can't destroy Russia, because America won't destroy Russia. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, the individual that is going to destroy Russia is God himself, not America, not NATO, not the EU nations, not the Five Eyes nations. Empire is not going to destroy America. No matter what America does, it's just like taking steel and you start to beat it, and it just compresses it slowly, but step by step, and then eventually it becomes so hardened that can be used for certain things that other metal can't be used for. You continue to pound Russia, Russia is going to get stronger. You continue to pound and sanction Russia, they're going to become more economically strong. The ruble will continue to go up. Russia will continue to sell all of what she has in this vast empire of natural resources to the nations. China needs Russia. Russia doesn't need China. China, they don't need... Russia has its own way of manufacturing to its people. They don't need China. China is just extra. Russia didn't allow China to come in and buy up its land, its power plants, its infrastructure, any of that stuff. Russia's too smart. Vladimir Putin especially is just too on top of the ball. This man is on top of it. China needs Russia. And China needs Russia right now to be a buffer so that Xi Jinping can build China as a nation for the sole purpose of moving the nations of Asia to Armageddon. So no matter what America does, Russia just gets stronger, because only God will be able to punish Russia and destroy Russia. Russia won't be destroyed completely, 100%. Russia will go into the future. Russia won't really have any troops at Armageddon. Russia won't have a military in the future. After God punishes Russia for the next 7 years, Russia is just going to try to recover. You know, like an alcoholic or somebody that drinks heavily the night before, they're trying to get their balance the next day. Russia is just going to recover, because Russia has to go into the millennial kingdom. America will not go into that thousand-year kingdom of Christ. America will be completely, totally destroyed. And for this audience, who's going to destroy it? God will destroy it, yes. But God is going to use an individual to be the one to actually participate in America's destruction. Antichrist, when he comes onto the scene, will not care about America. Antichrist has further objectives, moving his empire into the Middle East. Russia is planning to move into Israel. And he will vacate America, and he will send all of the weapons needed to destroy this nation, because he doesn't like America. He doesn't like the culture, the people. He has no sympathy at all for the people of this nation. They are just a tool to give him the technology, to give him the finances, whatever he needs to destroy the nations. And eventually, it says in Revelation 17 that this Antichrist, he carries the woman. He carries a woman. She's on his shoulders. And he's going to get weary. He's going to get tired. It's going to wear him down. And what's he going to do? He'll destroy the woman. What is the woman? What the culture has become and is becoming. It is a culture of basically, they're going to just basically say to Antichrist, you give us what we want. The corporations are going to say, Antichrist, we actually still control you. We're corporations. You can't destroy us. We're more powerful than governments. And these corporations, he's going to say, oh, you think so? Well, I will destroy this country, America, because I'm moving east to Israel, and I'm going to build my home in Lebanon. We'll be back in a little bit. We're going to finish out. Merry Christmas to everybody dropping off. Rick Rodriguez.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
Well, we're concluding today's program. And tomorrow is Friday. It's Christmas Eve. And I'm going to plan to do a program tomorrow. The other hosts are off for the weekend. They need a break. These guys are there. They're just too busy all the time. They need a time off. But I really don't do anything, so I'll be in here to do my program on Christmas Eve. And today is Christmas Eve. So have a wonderful day tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. God bless all of you and your families. You have a wonderful season, a holiday, a Christmas, a Hanukkah. Enjoy now that we're into winter. Thank God that He gave all of us a wonderful fall. And now we're going to have a wonderful winter. And the seasons change. We in America, we are leaving one season into another season. We were in a season of great blessing before Donald Trump was ousted from his position. Then we moved into the season of madness and hardship. And I just have to tell the truth that things are going to continue in the direction that we've been going. Things are not going to, we're not going, it's not going to be the way it was. We can never return to the way it was. And there are other people feel the same. I have to be honest about it. We've moved into the hard times of the end of the world before Christ returns a second time. This is Christmas. There will come a time when there will be, we can count the Christmases or the Easters or the Shabbats before Christ's return. And I think we might be in the last 10 Christmases or almost the next Easters feast days of Israel. We're winding down. Maybe we have 10 of the feast days left. Each feast day is a year. A year later, we have the same feast day like a Passover. We're winding down. This is just the way it has to be at the end of the world. And we see the evidence that we're at the end of the world. Zelensky pushing for war. Biden using Zelensky as his man. Actually, you know who Zelensky, you know who is controlling Zelensky? I believe it's Barry Satoru. I believe it's Barry Satoru and the hidden shadow government of this country. And this is Barry Satoru's plan to use Ukraine to destroy Russia, to put nukes in Ukraine to destroy Russia. Now, I wanted to get to this article. I might talk about it tomorrow. Poland is planning now for their coming war. Poland is mustering 200,000 troops. Poland knows they're going to go to war. This war, it's just like a forest fire. Starts out small, and it begins to escalate into the forest. The world is the forest. The battles of war that are coming, we are moving into the... You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The whirlwind is coming. It's not over yet. So, I'll be here tomorrow, one final time for the week. Have a wonderful evening. This is Passover. I'm sorry, this is Christmas Eve. Have a wonderful Christmas Eve day. Talk to you tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.